of Nensu. Now, if the Shaima would have really said Nensu, we would believe him, even though Reuven has a shtar. So in other words, the fact Reuven is holding on to the shtar cannot stop his migu. You can't say that. But still, Rav Amram said back to Rav Chisda, but safe anyway. Ki omalei nensu, even if the Shema would say nensu, like your whole reason why you believe the Shema, why you believe Shimon, is because he has a migu. He could have said nensu, a noinus happened to him, that he lost it, and he was being potter, but no, ki omalei nensu lav shua boy, doesn't he have to have a shua? And that's the law, all the Shemrim, we believe them with a shua. As the Pasuk says, shua sashem tia ben shneim. So the Shema has to swear. If so, how could you believe him now when he says Echzartiv, I returned it, because the Migu, he could have said Nensu. Maybe he's lying, and the reason why he doesn't want to say Nensu, because he knows then he'll have to swear. But now when he says Echzartiv, he doesn't have to swear. Samar says, Rav Chisda says back, no, Hochinami here also, my Neman, what do I mean to say that we believe Shimon when he says he returned it? Neman b'shavua, of course he's only Neman if he swears. Of course Shimon has to swear to say that he returned it. So then Shimon has a good migu. Believe Shimon that he says Echzartiv, where the migu he could have said he was Nensu. And since he's swearing now, he has a good migu. So the Morris says, Leima, let's say, Beplukta Dani Tanoi, let's say the Svar of Rav Chisda, if we believe the Shema or not, Bemokim, the Mafkir, has a Shtar, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani would learn like this, Shtar Kis Hayoitze Al Hayesemim. If Reuven has a shtar kis that he wants to collect the money from Yisaimim. Now, a shtar kis, Rashbam explains, that's like an iska. In other words, let's say Reuven gave $100 to Shimon, and he gave it to him that Shimon should do business with the money, and the profit they share, 50% goes to Reuven, 50% goes to Shimon. According to the way the Gemara comes out above Metzia, that it shouldn't be a shail of ribis. But this halach of Isko, like the Gemara comes on later, we hold that's palga pikodin and the palga milva. In other words, when Reuven gives the $100 to Shimon, it's like $50 is a loan. That's like Shimon's money now. He loans it, it's his money. Therefore, 50% of the profit he keeps. But the other 50% is like a pikodin. It's like Reuven is giving his money that Shimon should hold on to it, and Shimon does business with it, and therefore the profit of that money goes back to Reuven. So the kids say Reuven gave these $100 to Shimon, and then Shimon died, and now Reuven wants to collect the money from his Yisaimim. So Reuven has a shtar that he gave $100, $50 of Teras Bikodin, $50 of Teras alone, he gave it to their father, and he wants to get it back now from the Yisaimim. So what's the halacha? So Mar says that Adayni Goylom, the Dayanim in Goyla, that's Shmuel and Karnom, they say Amri Nishpav Goyva Kuloi. Yes, Reuven has the right to swear, and he'll collect the whole thing. He'll collect the complete $100, the $50 of the milva, and also the $50 of the pikadun. He has the right to collect, since Reuven has a shtar. He's like a locha nishpa v'goyva. By the same, we have to swear first, and then he'll collect it. However, the dainei eretz yisrael amri, but the dayonim of eretz yisrael, which is Rav Ami and Rav Asi, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they say Amri, Nishpa v'goyve machtza. No, Reuven true has to swear, but he can only collect 50% of the milva. But the other 50% of the pikadin, that Reuven cannot collect from the Yisraimim. Why not? So Gemara thought to say like this, Udukula Yalma, both of these dayonim hold, Islu de Nahadoi, they both hold from the Nahadoi, like it says in Bob Mitzvah. The Amri Nahadoi says, Hi Isko, if somebody gives money, if Reuven gives money to Shimon, to do business for him with the money, that's called an Isko, a business deal. So the locher of this money is, Palga Milve o Palga Pikodon. If Reuven gave $100, so $50 is a Milva. It's like Shimon is taking a loan of $50. And it's like Shimon's money, that's money, it's his money. But a Palga Pikodon, the other $50 is like Shimon is just holding on to it for Reuven, but really it's called Reuven's money. It's like a pikadin. So now the shayla is, would, let's say, Shimon be neman to say that he returned the pikadin, even though Reuven has a shtar? But the question is, if the father Shimon would have been alive, would Shimon be neman to say he returned it? So, my love, isn't it? B'hol k'miflagi, this is the machlokes. D'mas ova motzi yomalei shtar chaviyodi maboi. He's dying a goyle that says Reuben has a right to collect 100%, $100 from the Yisraimim. Is the pshat, even if the father Shimon would be alive, Shimon would not be nemo to say he gave back the pikadin. Because since Reuben has a shtar, we'll say like Rav Amram saw before, our shtar could be yodi ma boi. Well, ma sov, but the dying Eretz Yisrael hold no, that lo yamrinon, we do not say that svara of shtar could be yodi ma boi. But rather we say like Rav Chisda said, that if Shimon, if the father would have been alive, and if he would have said herzarti, he returned the pikadin, he would be believed. Since so, now that the father died and the Yisraimim are here, we say like Tanin and Li Yisraimim. So Bezdin would Taina would talk up for the Yisraimim to say, listen, maybe the father returned the Pekodin. Therefore, now, even though Reuben has a shtar, Reuben only has a right to collect the milva, but not the half of the Pekodin. So Churetz HaMachlokes Tanaim, if we hope from Rav Chisda or not. Samara says, Loi, I'll tell you not like that. The Kula Yalme is Lehudu Rav Chisda. Could be both of them, both Dayonim, hold like Rav Chisda Svarim, that Avada the Shema Pekodin is Nemon to say Herzartiv. If so, how come Dina Goyle says that Reuben has a right to collect $100 here, Lechura, 50% of the Pekodin, we should be afraid, maybe the father paid back. It's like this, to Mas Sava, one holds here, it's different. By Yisraimim, by the father, it's different. Because in Isa de Pora, if it was really true that the father Shimon really paid up the $50 of the Pekodin, then Yishino Meimer Hevi Yomar, he would have told it over to his sons before he died. At this, the father tells all the gave it support to the sons what to do. So he told them other things. How come the father did not mention that he paid back the 50% of the Pekodin? So since he did not mention it, that's why here Dina Gol holds that Reuben with the shtar has the right to collect $100. Umasovar, the Dina Eretz Yisrael hold. Eimar, let's say, Malachamavasudi Yansei. In other words, really the father was about to tell the children that he paid back the pikadin. The reason why he didn't get around to tell them is because the Malachim Avos came too fast. Like Malachim Avos honestly means he just didn't finish telling them everything. So therefore, we hold from Rav Chisda Svara that Avada, the Shema pikadin, is nemo to say he paid back the pikadin. So that's what Dina Golo, that's why the Dina Eretz Yisrael says that when Reuben comes with the shtar, if he only collects 50%, only the milva, not the pikadon. Because by the milva, that's for sure, you're not nemo to say you paid back with the milva. Because you don't have any migo to say unnensu. By a milva, you chayiv even unnensu also. So if by the milva, the money of the milva, then you have no migo. Then we don't believe you. Only as the pikadon, then you have a migo to say nensu. Sholach Rav Huna Baravin, Rav Huna Baravin said a lach like this. That Hamaf Kireitzach Vera Bishtar, if Reuven gives Shimon a pikadon, something for him to watch, and he gives it over with it, he has a shtar, Reuven has a shtar, for your Maloy, and then later when Reuven comes to Shimon, Shimon says, Erzartav Lecho, I returned it to you already, Nemon. Mitaka, believe him. We believe the Shema, like Rav Chisda Svara, we believe him with a mig, we could have said Nensu. But Ushtar Kis Hayotze Al Hayisaimim, for the case where Reuven wants to collect the money from the Yisraimim, a shtar kis, we lent the money to the father Shimon, $100, 50 pekodin, 50 milva, and now Reuven goes to collect the money. So lochar is nishpa v'goyva kula. He has the right to swear Reuven and collect $100, collect everything. But the more tant, the chutz tiro. If you tell me, hold like Rav Chisda, that the Shema would be nemo to say he paid back, here, how can you collect from the Yisraimim $100? Let's be afraid maybe the father paid back $50. And if the father would have said he paid back the pikadon, he would be believed according to Rav Chisda, even though Reuven has a shtar. So how can you tell me that the Reuven has a right to collect $100? And the Gemara, like we said before, Shani Yosem here,